Let's bring in analysis now on the tenure of the Chief Justice. I'm joining now on the line by a research and advocacy officer at Judges Met, Mbekezeli Benjamin. He joins us to reflect on the tenure of the Chief Justice, but more so to look at what really lies ahead for the South Africa judicial sector. Mbekezeli Benjamin joins us in conversation. My brother, always great pleasure talking to you. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Without a doubt. I mean, does the career of the Chief Justice Zondo have all the hallmarks of a thrilling lawyer's biography?
look, he has a really compelling life story. It is really a remarkable South African story to have someone be born and grow up in the rural village in our country and make it all the way. It is a thrilling and compelling story. I'm not sure what the biographers will say, but yeah, it is a compelling story. It's quite an inspirational one as well.
Yeah. I mean, what sort of legacy does he then leave behind? Obviously, there's been concerns of his obviously earlier part of his career raised about his administrative abilities, especially the administration of the labor courts under his labor court under his leadership. You know, had been obviously lacking in the administrative skills to run a slick operation. But obviously, that's in the labor court. What, you know, what's the sum up of his tenure in the constitutional court?
Yeah, look, administration is not one of Justice Zondo's strong points, and I think it's something that he can be fairly criticized for. But I think for overall, for having a vision and being a strong leader is something that he can be credited for. During his tenure at the Constitutional Court, he was able to identify some of the challenges facing the Constitutional Court, such as the high backlog of cases that it has and the workloads that it has. And he did initiate some sort of intervention to try and deal with that backlog. You'll recall last year he tried to recruit retired justices to come in and assist in dealing with that workload. He even had an exchange with the Canadian Chief Justice and a delegation from the Canadian Supreme Court to try and learn lessons on how that court is able to deal with the workload. So it's something that it occupied his mind for quite some time. Ultimately, he wasn't able to fully resolve the issue, but we did, during the elections, see the Constitutional Court acting with a little bit more nimbleness, being able to deal with cases quite quickly and being able to hand down judgments in a space of time that hadn't really been seen in the previous year. So there were some sort of fruits that are starting to come out of what Justice Zondo initiated.
I mean, he's been a judge of the Constitutional Court since 2012 and was obviously appointed as the Deputy Chief Justice in 2017, appointed Chief Justice in 2022. Hence, he's hanging off, obviously hanging off the rope now. You know, before he could turn 70, you know, I just did like a little bit of timelines and went back to history again just to find out if he's the first one to actually hang out having served 2 years. But I only found out also that even Justice Sandile Ngobo was among those that actually served 2 years. Obviously, by the time he hanged this rope, he was 58. Chief Justice Zondo is about 64. My question to you, do you think that it somewhat plays a disadvantage if you join the Concord earlier, you know, because it somewhat have other years that you could still, you know, somewhat practice, but obviously based on the 12 years that you've already served in the Concord, then you have to somewhat retire. What becomes the view there?
Well, the term limits that we have at the Constitutional Court are important, and I think that we should never change those term limits. Otherwise, we'll have a situation like we have in the United States where people sit on that court for life and they get to do quite a lot of damage. So I think our system is good. Of course, it's not ideal that we have someone like former Chief Justice Mogoeng who left and retired before they even reached 60. There was also Judge Cato Regan. Cato Regan retired in her early 50s. She didn't even reach the age of 55 before she had to retire. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily. And I don't think that people should be appointed earlier or at any other time. I think it's important that we have fresh blood coming into the court on a regular basis, because the law as it is developing, it needs fresh ideas, it needs fresh thinking. Of course, we need people who will pay attention to precedent and sort of gradually develop the law, but we certainly do need fresh perspectives, and it's good that we change our judges at the Apex Court regularly, because it means the Constitutional Court as an institution gets to have fresh blood every so often.
Obviously, the Sunday of the 1st of September marks a new era in the country.
Yes, we are beginning a new era where Justice Zondo officially ends the term and hands over to Justice Meyer, who will be the first woman Chief Justice of our country. She, of course, comes with a lot of experience in the legal profession and in the judiciary. She herself has been a judge for more than 20 years, and so it is important to also recognize that she comes with a lot of experience, a lot of leadership experience in particular, and we expect that she will hit the ground running in dealing with some of the challenges that Justice Zondo was not able to address, such as the backlogs at the Constitutional Court and the broader administration of the courts. It's a topic that has been discussed for some years,
sure.
And so we expect Justice Meyer to hit the ground running and resolve that issue.
Without a doubt. My brother, always great pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for making time.
All right. Thank you so much.